McKinley Elementary School in Newark, New Jersey isn't usually in the news, but today there are two items of note. Number one, it's the next to last day of school. And at an assembly today, a dozen students, grades 2 through 6, will show off their plans for a new playground that they helped design themselves. It's part of a nationwide program to provide better parks and playgrounds for inner-city children. NPR's Nancy Solomon reports.
The playground at McKinley is a sad-looking place. It's a bumpy, cracked asphalt parking lot that stretches across 2 acres with nothing but a basketball hoop and a few dumpsters. The school is surrounded by a 10-foot rusty chain-link fence, and all who enter must first sign in with uniformed security guards. Down the hall, the social worker's office has been taken over by 12 members of the playground committee, who have been meeting every afternoon since April. One of the youngest kids, a second grader named Travis, is concerned about the placement of the ball fields.
Football fields shouldn't be over here, because they're going to throw over this on the other side, and they might throw in the parking lot and hit one of the cars.
The kids huddle over blueprints and a 3D model they built out of styrofoam, cardboard, and pipe cleaners, trying to come to some final decisions about their new playground. They debate whether they really need an extra basketball court, a choice favored by older boys, or a set of swings, advocated by and for the girls. And they want to preserve a ball game played off the school wall, called safety. But Travis is still concerned about flying balls and whether the little kids will be safe.
The swing shouldn't be there anyway, because some of the kids, they just throw the ball on the wall next to the gym.
The playground will cost $500,000, yet some of these kids have never even seen a working swing set before. So the group went on several field trips to new playgrounds to envision what is actually possible. Also, they surveyed their classmates and received answers from more than 700 of them. The project is sponsored by the Trust for Public Land, which raises the money from private donors. Paula Hewitt leads the design process with the kids at the Newark School.
We, as adults, think the kids aren't going to want to make templates to scale. We think that they're not going to want to do math or study the perimeter, but they got into it with such enthusiasm that they convinced some adults who thought that they might not be able to do it, that they could do it, and that they enjoyed it.
Hewitt gently steers the kids through many of the technical details. Third grader Shayla Pettiford gives a report on her subcommittee's ideas and must accept corrections and criticism from other students.
How would the ambulance and the firefighters get through here?
And where did you show that they went through the trucks? Can you show?
Not the way.
What's the way, Lee? Can you show the
and
way?
And the other way was coming from here, too.
9-year-old Cushay Thomas says none of the parks in his downtown Newark neighborhood have any play equipment, so he's appreciated every step of the design process.
The site visits are fun because you could observate the equipment and play on it and see how it works and see if it's good. And the planning, I like it how the thinking goes on and the way we design things.
Construction is expected to begin next September. The new playground will have ball fields, a track, basketball courts, swings, jungle gym, a water spray, game tables, and an outdoor classroom. As good as that sounds to 10-year-old Ibram Endor, he has grander ideas.
I'm really looking forward for a roller coaster, but that we can have one.
It's not going to be a roller coaster, but for all the changes coming to their playground, it might as well be. Nancy Solomon, NPR News, Newark.